The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Beth joins us today for Am I Wrong? Good morning, Beth. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Oh, good news.
Beth.
Good news. Hi, Beth. What's going on? What do you think you're wrong about?
So my friend Michelle and I, she is always complaining that she's too fat.
Uh-huh.
Like all the time. And you guys have to understand, she is not fat at all.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, and so it just gets like too much. And I'm thinking, well, if she thinks she's fat, then do something about it, which she doesn't. She doesn't do anything about it.
Do you actually think she's fat, or she's just,
no,
like, complaining?
No, but it's like, if you're fat, then do something about it. And if not, just shut up.
Right. No, I totally, I feel like all women kind of complain about their weight, even though they're not weighty.
Good one.
Right.
Good
right.
Sentence.
She's not fat.
She's just annoying AF.
Right.
Okay.
So walk around sipping a drink, like going, oh, I'm so fat. Ugh.
So you just want her to stop complaining? Is that your problem?
Yeah, or then stop sipping on a soda, or, you know.
I get it. All right, let's call Michelle and find out why she thinks she's so fat, other than the fact that she's a female.
Hello?
Michelle.
Yes?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
Michelle, it's Mark, Kay, and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. Can you believe it?
Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
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 What's going on?
You know, we're just hanging out, had nothing better to do. We're going through the phone book, looking for random numbers.
Really?
No, just kidding. No one has a phone book anymore.
Right.
Yeah. We actually got your number from your friend Beth, who joins us on the phone too. She's here. Say hi, Beth.
Hey.
Hey. What's up?
Michelle, Beth told us that you complain a lot about your weight, and she says it's frustrating because she doesn't think that you're fat.
And you need to shut up about it.
And she wants you to stop.
What?
Yeah, she said that do you complain a lot about being overweight, even though you may not be?
You are so not, and you know it.
Are you serious right now? Like, you're calling your radio station about this?
Like, yeah, this is... because I'm like, am I crazy? So they have this thing called, am I wrong?
And what is wrong with you? You know, this is, like, are you, this is not something you do to someone. Like, I've been struggling with my weight my entire life. Like, how would you do this to me right now?
Michelle, you're a stick. You're literally a stick. I don't get how you don't see that. But you go around and it's all you talk about. And you're not. And I wish you just
knew
that.
This is like the most insensitive thing anyone has ever done. Like, are you serious right now?
Do you feel like you, I mean, because I guess Beth's saying that you're not overweight, that you just maybe feel like you are.
It's not like you're. It's been an issue in my life my entire life.
Yeah.
It's not easy for me, and it's something that I think about a lot, and it's constantly something I struggled with my whole life. And
right.
So for her to be like completely, completely like insensitive to that, like this is not something that you do to someone else.
Michelle, you weigh 25 pounds less than me, so do you know how annoying this is?
Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay, hang on. I can see both sides.
Yikes.
Hang on 1 second, you two. Michelle, hang tight. We have some people that want to comment too. Maybe they can help you guys out. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. 340-9595. We'll be right back. Megan from Atlantic Beach, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Great, Megan. What do you want to say?
Okay, like, I was backing out of my driveway, and I listened to this, and it pissed. Okay, I didn't know if I could say pissed on the radio, but it
well, it's too late now.
This poor girl, she sounded like she was almost in tears because her friend wanted to moan about how, oh, well, you say you're fat, and you're not. Well, I've battled anorexia and bulimia most of my adult life. I'm tall, and by standards, I'm underweight, but I still see myself as fat. I'm 5'9", I weigh 135 pounds.
Yeah.
But when you tell somebody that, oh, well, you weigh this much less than me, you need to eat a sandwich, da-da-da-da-da, you're giving them pretty much the same body shaming you would give somebody that if you're telling them, oh, well, you need to lose weight. Oh, well, you're too fat. Does that make sense? Like, it's still a self-image issue.
Right.
And yeah.
I feel like her friend needs to be more like, more of a support system.
Yeah.
That's a great point. I mean, I could also see here's the other thing, though. I could also see, like, if you are overweight or if you're not happy with your weight and somebody who's skinnier than you are keeps complaining about their weight, that also could be, you know.
It's frustrating.
Like,
yeah.
Frustrating, right?
Yes, it's frustrating on both ends. And my heart goes out to this poor girl because, I mean, I know what it feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you think you look in the mirror and you see something that other people don't see. And it's just really sad.
Yeah.
I get that. I mean, I've struggled with that my whole life, too. And I have friends who literally talk about it every single second. There's only so much you can say
right.
to someone who just keeps complaining about their weight. Like, what are
yes.
you supposed to say? You know, like, enough. I mean, you really can't. I can't keep up.
I just say, know? Hey, go to Smoothie King and shut the F up about it. Hey, thanks so much for calling. Slim and Trim. Reformulated. Becky from the Beaches. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great, Becky. What'd you want to say?
Body dysmorphic syndrome is a real thing, and self-fat shaming is a real thing, and Michelle needs to get a new friend because Beth is a bitch.
Oh, yikes.
Whoa.
Wow. Don't hold back, Becky.
Yeah, right.
No. She's no one should do that to her friend. If she's drinking a soda, obviously she needs help and counseling. What is wrong with that girl? So what if she weighs 20 pounds less than her? She could do other things that be hurting herself. And so if she's complaining about being fat, then Beth needs to get a new friend, and Michelle needs to not have her as a friend.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Sheila from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, what did you want to say, Sheila?
Yes, I agree with the lady. Well, not as far as calling her a bitch, but she should be more than a friend to her now. Because she's struggling with the issues that she's having in her life, and it did sound like she was about to cry.
Yeah.
When you hear someone saying that this is something that they struggle with as far as all their life, that she should be more than a friend to her now, and a bell should have rung in her head that, okay, hey, I'll be her friend. I'm going to be more than her friend to her now and get her some psychology help or something like
right.
that to help her struggle with her weight.
Right, exactly. That seems like what she might need at this point, you know, because I think her friend is just kind of frustrated from hearing it every single day. She just doesn't know what else to say besides you're not fat. You know, there's only so much you can
right.
say to try to make her feel better.
Yes, but when you hear someone say something like that to you, then the conversation should have been turned around as, oh, I'm sorry, I did not know that.
Right.
And, okay, now I'm going to help you get some help with that, because you see a lot of things happening with kids on Facebook and Dr. Phil, and then they wind up killing themselves or something like that because they don't really have the help of someone to reach out to them.
Yeah, but you know
right.
what? The other problem is, too, I think that there's some people, that is true, there's some people that do that, but there's some people that, I mean, never will be satisfied at all with the way they look.
Right.
And you can,
it's
I mean,
true.
Here's the thing, you can tell somebody or you can listen to them, but until they're happy with themselves, they're just not going to ever be happy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Well, Beth, look, a lot of people are saying, you know, maybe be a little more sensitive to your friend, even though she is not, in your opinion, fat, she may think that she is.
Right. I mean, listen, I apologize if I'm coming across as too insensitive, but I've always, like, propped up Michelle and always supported her no matter what.
Right.
And I've always told her, I can't for, literally, I'm telling you guys, the thousandth time
right.
I tell her that she's not fat. And it's all she, I will talk about an issue about something else, like, or we'll talk about what's going on globally, or like, I'll bring something up and she's like, I'm fat. And I'm like,
right.
You're not fat.
Right. Like, you're like Donald Trump, yada, yada. And she's like, I'm fat. Yeah. I get it.
Right. And I'm like,
yeah.
You're not, though.
All right.
I don't know how.
There's only like so much you can say, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm tapped out.
Yeah.
Well,
I love her.
Right. Well, Michelle, that's positive news that your friend Beth just really loves and cares about you.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's as crazy as she's acting like it is. Like,
okay. All right, good. Well, we've done absolutely nothing to help.
Right.
Maybe,
once again.
You guys go out and, you know, have a burger and talk it over some more. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.